All right, let's travel to Lucerne Valley. This is the home. This is the home of the Chimney Rock Massacre. Yeah, where the Mormon settlers were fighting the Paiute, the Serrano, and the Chemehuevi Indians for quite a while, and it ended in 1867, causing the Indians to leave and retreat, leaving the area to the pioneers. So it is located, it's a census designated place. It's located in the southern Mojave Desert, 35 miles from Barstow, 45 from northwest of Yucca Valley. It's off the State Highway 247, 15 miles southeast of Apple Valley, and about 20 miles north of Big Bear Lake on Highway 18. The demographics include it has 7,000 people living there. The median age is 40. 52 to 48 is male to female, but the average income is only 32,000. Almost three average per household. 40% are married, 33% never, 15% divorced, 6% widowed. The average house is only 161,000. 83% of the people have a high school graduate or higher. 66% white, 21% Hispanic, African American, and Asian both are 2%, American Indian 1.5%, and other is 8%. 64% of the people own and 36% rent. In 1873, after the Chimney Rock Massacre that occurred at the north edge of Rabbit Dry Lake, and there's a historical marker there, five men founded Rabbit Springs and claimed it as their land. In 1884, Davidson operated a way station for travelers to get water, news, or just simply rest. Uncle Pete was his name, and he died in 1906. But in 1886, W.W. Brown brought his family and stayed at Uncle Pete's until they could secure a land called Box X. Then it was Al Swartout, who was also known to go to Wrightwood area. He acquired the land but found that and to try to raise cattle, but it lacked water and forage. So he found a place 15 miles east, which had both. After a year, he gave up that land to an old woman and moved to Old Woman Springs Ranch. There's an old saying that the Indians used to leave their old people camp there while the young ones went to the mountains after pinion nuts. In 1897, Golding arrived and with his family, and he proved the soil was fertile. He created an apple orchard, vegetable gardens, and an alfalfa field. Remember that. He raised lots of animals, dug a well, which became artesian, and in 1905, he named the area Lucerne Valley because of his success in alfalfa, which is also known as Lucerne. He is now considered the founder, and in 1907, he established the Lucerne Valley School District, donated land for a new school, where today the Baptist Church is located. The post office was established in 1912 and is now permanently on Highland Avenue, south of Highway 18. Volunteer fire department was organized after World War II, along with fire watchers, sky watchers, plane watchers, and civil defense. In 1949, from that point forward, more and more houses and commercial buildings were erected. And one of the people that came planted pistachio trees. So it is known for the Chimney Rock Massacre. So Father God, we pray for the economic issues. The rate of unemployment is almost 8%, and the average is 6% of the nation. It is governed by some staff at the district there. We pray for them to do that with integrity and to help them find more jobs for the people. Definitely need more businesses there. A crime occurs every day almost. That is not good. So Father, we pray that stops. And the next time we read this about this city and that we pray for it, that the crime will have decreased. A violent crime is D-, property C-, other is D+. Their top issues are burglary, drug crimes, vandalism, assault, both theft and vehicle theft. The poverty rate is extremely high. It's at 31.4%. The average in California is 15%. So Father, we pray for people to find jobs where they can pay their bills. We pray for different creative ways for them to use the land and the agriculture to grow back, maybe more pistachio trees or almonds or something like that. So we pray for both the crime to decrease and the poverty rate to decrease. We pray for the school board and the school district, Lucerne Valley School District, and all its charter schools as well, the elementary, middle, and high school. And we pray for each one, God, to be filled with your integrity, with high standards and morals, that they would not teach CRT or the LGBTQ, and the parents would rise up and stand in protest of that. We also pray, God, that they would teach the students good morals, healthy morals, how to be good citizens and how to learn the basics. We pray for the points of interest in the area, the Memorial Park, the Parks and Recreation, the Valley Museum, the Drug and Alcohol Rehab, the Pine Ridge Treatment Center, and the Lucerne Valley Lions Club. We pray, God, that you would use each of them to help people grow and change. We lift up the churches, the Calvary Bible, the St. Paul Catholic, the Lucerne Valley Community, the Church of Christ, the Seventh-day Adventist, the Crossroads Chapel, and the St. Joseph Monastery. And we pray, God, that you will use the people here to come to know you, that they would repent on behalf of the Chimney Rock Massacre, do any kind of reconciliation that's necessary with the Indian tribes, that the spirit of murder and drug abuse and anything else that comes along with it, and anger that and the pharmakia, God, we come against that, we bind that, and we loose, God, instead a spirit of life into this place, that joy would replace it, and hope that they would be overcome by the Holy Spirit and lives would be transformed by the gospel, that there would be a conviction of sin and repentance and grace and mercy to reform the area. We pray for new life and jobs, for intercessors to rise up and to pray for this barren land. We pray for hope and health to be instilled in the people, for economic renewal, creative ways for the churches to get together and the pastors to get together and the leaders to get together to see growth and revival. That one day we will look to Lucerne Valley, and when we look it up, instead of seeing Chimney Rock Massacre, we will see the place where God moved.